Practice Paper 2, pages 12 to 13, Part 2, Wonders of the Solar System.
All right, class, pay attention. We have 10 minutes left before the end of our physics lesson, and I want you to look at the picture I put up on the board. Does anyone know who this young man is?
He's not so young, but he's cute. He must be a rock star with that gorgeous face and cool haircut.
I guess anyone over 25 looks old to you. And no, he's not a rock star.
He dresses like an American actor.
He's not American, and he isn't an actor.
Then he's an English football player.
Okay, calm down, everyone. Well, you're right about one thing, girls. He is English, but he's not a football player. This is Brian Topper, and he's a professor of physics from Manchester University.
A professor of physics? He doesn't look like an academic.
Brian Topper is a very modern, young professor, and he is the presenter of the new BBC Science series called Wonders of the Solar System. The first episode is being shown again tonight, and I want you all to watch it. I saw it last night, and it was amazing.
Sounds boring.
Oh no, it's just the opposite. Did you know, for example, that you can travel through time?
Well, if I could do that, I'd travel to a time when this lesson is over.
Sit down, Jack, and stop fooling around. When you watch the program tonight, Professor Topper will demonstrate how time goes faster for you when you are sitting down.
Really?
Well, if you don't believe me, watch and see. Professor Topper provides wonderful explanations about the planets and the universe. The series shows stars exploding, a sunset on Mars, and solar winds swirling around Earth. Tonight, he will talk about the impressive power of the sun.
I bet I won't understand a word.
Don't worry, Gina. Professor Topper knows how to make his subject interesting and easy to understand. In tonight's episode, he will show you how to calculate the amount of energy that falls on the surface of the Earth from the sun.
How does he do that?
Ah, I don't want to give anything away, but let's just say he travels to one of the hottest places in the world, Death Valley in Nevada, where he uses an umbrella, a thermometer, and a tin full of water to show how we estimate the power of the sun.
So, what does Professor Topper think about space travel?
Well, I won't be giving anything away by telling you that Professor Topper believes that today's world has been shaped by the discoveries we have made in outer space. In later episodes, he will turn his attention to the future of space exploration and the possibility of alien life.
So, does he believe in aliens or not?
Watch and
see!
Okay, class dismissed. I look forward to hearing your comments on tonight's show. Remember, Wonders of the Solar System on BBC Two at 8:30 this evening. And everyone must watch it. No excuses, please.